Section 2. You will hear an extract from a talk about the history of motor racing. First, you will have time to look at questions 11 and 12.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 and 12.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. This week we're continuing our series of features on motor racing, and I am delighted to welcome to the show David McWilliams, widely recognised as the most knowledgeable motor racing historian in England. We've invited David in to talk to us about what is probably the most famous and prestigious motor racing championship in existence today. That is, of course, Formula One. David, Formula One is now a massive racing franchise, but how did it all begin?
Well, Formula One has its roots in the European Grand Prix Motor Racing Championship, which began in the 1920s. After World War II, the Grand Prix was transformed into a new championship format, the one we are familiar with today, Formula One. The Formula stands for the rules which all the drivers and manufacturers must respect. The One signifies that this racing championship is regarded as the best in the world. The first World Championship race was held in 1950 at Silverstone in England. It was won by Italian Giuseppe Farina in his Alfa Romeo. Farina narrowly beat his teammate Juan Manuel Fangio of Argentina to the title, yet it was Fangio who would go on to dominate the sport for the rest of the decade, winning five World Championships. As the years went by, the sport became a global phenomenon and grew from strength to strength, becoming the biggest commercial sport on the planet. Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 13 to 20.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now listen and answer questions 13 to 20.
There's no doubt that Formula One is big business today, David. But what about the real heroes, the great drivers of Formula One, past and present? Who stands out as the best, in your opinion?
That's an almost impossible question to answer, but I could narrow it down to three or four amazing drivers. Take your pick from any one of them. I'll start with the grandmaster of Formula One, the great Fangio, who I've already mentioned. He dominated the sport throughout the 1950s, winning five titles in all, his first in 1951, his last in 57. A record that stood for 46 years. Indeed, he was the first multiple championship winner. Fangio was a fiery and spirited Argentinian who never gave up. His greatest moment came in winning the 1957 championship when he came back from a disastrous pit stop to recover a 30-second deficit and take the championship on the last lap of the last race of the season. That was, of course, to be the last time he'd win the title. Another undoubted great is Brazilian Ayrton Senna. Senna won the world title three times, the first being in 1988, the last in 1991. Tragically, he died in a race crash the year after, to the dismay of millions of fans watching the race unfold live on TV. Senna was best known for his skills driving in the wet, and he won the Monaco Grand Prix on what is regarded as the most difficult racecourse in Formula One, more times than any other driver. Perhaps because of this, he is regarded as the most naturally gifted driver to have ever sat behind the wheel. Another very talented driver was Frenchman Alain Prost. Prost won the driver's title four times during his career. His first title victory came in 1985 and his last arrived in 1993. Of course, Prost will always be remembered as the driver with the third highest number of championship victories, and perhaps even more for the fact that he was a great rival of Ayrton Senna. Those two had many great battles. Last, but not by any means least, Michael Schumacher is the most recent of these driving greats who deserves a mention. His first title was won in 1994, and he continued to dominate Formula One until he won his last title in 2004. Schumacher holds many driving records, including most drivers' championships, race victories, fastest laps, pole positions, points scored and most races won in a single season. He is also regarded as the greatest driver on paper, having won 7 world titles.
It sounds like Schumacher is in a league of his own. Is he not clearly the best then, David, based on his record?
It's not that simple, unfortunately. These drivers all raced in different eras, with different cars and under different circumstances. I don't believe we can say one was the out-and-out best, but rather that each was the best of his time. That's praise enough. That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now turn to section 3.